My mother always prayed since the time I can remember. Sometimes I would walk past her room, or I would go into her room, not expecting her to be there, and find her on her knees, praying. My mother not only prayed during the dark days of her life, she also prayed and thanked God during the good times in her life, and God answered her prayers. Like the time when my brother Larry, who had suffered from epileptic seizures since his childhood, was drafted and subsequently sent to Vietnam despite our pleas to the draft board. Mom prayed for Larry while he was in Vietnam, where he saw combat. She also prayed for Larry when he came home from Vietnam and was later attacked by several police officers who thought he had drugs in his briefcase. Larry did not have any drugs in his briefcase. He only had the 8-track tapes that he played in his car. But the police arrested him anyway and charged him with assault and battery on a police officer who got some of his teeth knocked out during the incident. The charges were dismissed after it was revealed that, during the melee of his arrest, Larry did not knock the police officer's teeth out. Rather, the police officer was accidentally clubbed in the mouth by a fellow officer when Larry ducked from being hit. My mother also prayed for me, and I'm glad she did. For one, I knew about God, but I did not have a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, I was not saved at the time. Therefore, while growing up in Jersey City, New Jersey, I engaged in some activities that were contrary to the will of God and the plans he had for my life. As a result, some of those activities almost got me killed. For example, when I was 9 years old, my brother Larry and a few more kids in our neighborhood found out that some white kids from the other side of town had hid some of the goods they stole from a freight train, and we decided to steal their stash. Since I was the smallest, my job was to be the lookout. We went to the location and searched along the railroad tracks and did not find anything. We kept going further and further down the tracks, and just as we got close to a tunnel, a white man jumped out of the tunnel and started shooting at us. We ran for our lives as the bullets flew by us. I ran so fast I thought I was flying because I did not feel my feet touch the ground when I descended down a hill. Thank God none of us got shot, and I truly believe that it was my mother's prayers and God's grace that saved our lives. My mother's prayers also helped me on another occasion when I became a victim of a mugging while we were living in the Jersey City Montgomery housing projects. It was a Friday evening, and I had just picked up my pay from my job at the local ShopRite supermarket. I worked in the produce department after school. And to make matters worse, I had worked some extra hours that week, and my paycheck, which I had already cashed, was a little bit more than usual. I went back to the projects, and I was waiting for the elevator when a guy named Ernie approached me and asked me if I wanted to buy some weed. I found it odd for him to ask me something like that because I only knew him from a distance. In other words, he was someone I chose not to associate with. But before I could say no thanks, someone grabbed me from behind and pressed a big, long, shiny knife to my throat. Using my peripheral vision and voice recognition, I realized that the mugger was the infamous drug addict known as the Funky Junkie. He was called the Funky Junkie because, while the addiction of most drug addicts back then was described as a monkey on their back, he had a gorilla on his back due to his enormous drug habit. And as a result of his addiction, he terrorized the projects on a regular basis, where he was known to cut or stab his victims, and Ernie, who I knew I could beat, was his accomplice. Thank God I had enough sense to give them my money instead of getting my throat slashed. I thanked God for the police, who later arrested them after I pressed charges. I thanked God for the jury that eventually convicted them. I also thank God for being drafted because I went into the military shortly after I testified against them idiots. Most of all, I thank God for answering my mother's prayers. There were many other accounts of my mother's prayers being answered, and although my brothers and I did not have a personal relationship with God while we were growing up in Jersey City, we knew that God was real and he answered prayers. However, as my brother Rick and I got older, we developed our own relationships with God through his son Jesus Christ. And as a result of our faith, we prayed for our mother after her dementia diagnosis, and we continued to believe God for her healing, especially after she started forgetting our names.